Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Sunny.
70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Clear.
84 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Cloudy.
88 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Cloudy.
82 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Mist.
79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Clear.
82 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KADAYBF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KADAYBF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Clear.
82 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 1900 hours.
Clear.
81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 2000 hours.
Clear.
79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 21 hours.
Cloudy.
75 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net.
My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. And I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, and getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any emergency communications or other general announcements for the net. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KEHPCQ, Dave in Bay City on his way home, 73. I'll be in and out.
Okay, Dave, we got you in and out. Any other mobile short time or in and out stations?
This is KF8, GBA, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, Tom and Bert's Run, in and out. Back to that.
Thank you, Tom, for checking in tonight. Any other mobile short time or in and out stations?
This is KD8, MMH, Mike, Carlton Township. I will be in and out tonight. Ron, thanks.
Okay, Mike, we got you in and out. Any other mobile short time or in and out stations? Okay, we'll go to Echolink. Do I have any Echolink stations for the net tonight? Call now. Okay, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net. Call now.
This is Dave, WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
K8KI, Oakley, no traffic.
This is KF8EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
This is N8EUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Hugo, Papa, Romeo, Bob in Franklin Township, no traffic.
KDA-DAZ, Minnie, Bert, no traffic.
This is N8NTN, Nancy King, Nancy, Doug, Beaver Township.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha, KCVOA, Rick in Saginaw Township. Check me in and out, please. KCVOA.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zoo November at the AAVN. Greg from Beaverton, Michigan. No traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list as I have them. I have KEAPCQ was in and out. KF8GBA was in and out. KD8MMH was in and out. KC8VOA was also in and out. From our regular check-ins, we have W8DW, K8KCI, KF8EDQ, N8EUI, N8KPR, KD8PAZ, N8NTN, and KE8AZN. Do I have any additional check-ins or corrections for the net? Call now. Okay, good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Weekend was very nice. Sunny, warm, typical summer weekend for Michigan for July.
We're going to be heading into August here at the end of the week. We got a little storms possible this evening, so beware of what come in. We are currently at a level 2 threat level for pretty much all of the state. There are some storms entering from the northwest part of the state heading southeast that look to pass to the north of us. So if you're up in the Gladwin area, Oscoda, Tawas, and that, they're moving in that general direction. Look to pass over the bay, and if they hold together, into the thumb. Right now, there's nothing that is looking to pass into the Tri-City area. We'll wait and see if anything else develops later on this evening, see if something comes in. All right, at the top of the list from our regular check-ins, W8DW Dave, standby K8KCI. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KC8YVF, W8DW. Not a whole lot going on here. We're trying to get back to normal. It's been 6 weeks since we had the implant, so that's the doctor said 6 weeks, so we're on that verge there. Looking at maybe golfing next week. We I'm probably not going to do them. I'm going to try and get in. There's a group that golfs nine holes at Bay Valley, older group. All of them are in their 80s and 90s, so I'm a little younger than that, so I'll be the young person in the group, but I think I'm going to golf out there next Wednesday and do nine holes. They only do nine. Our regular group does 18, so I figure I'll start out easy first. I have swung the golf club a couple times, and that's been no promise there, so we'll do that. Today, I worked most of the day in the garage trying to straighten stuff up and get rid of stuff, so I'm looking at a bunch of stuff that has to get thrown out, so we're working on that. Yeah, I got a couple other projects going. I got about four projects going all at once. And we're going to try and camp, not this weekend, weekend after next. So we're looking at maybe going and do some camping. So I got to work on getting the trailer ready. So, like I say, not feeling too bad. We're doing it there. We're doing what we have to try and get back to normal. So that's about all I got there, Ron. I think this will be my only one also. So we'll catch everyone down the logs every 3:31. Everyone have a good week. And by the way, it's not going to rain, Ron. I have area out between my sidewalk and the road that the road commission came and finally did what they were supposed to do and hydroseeded, and it needs water, so I know it's not going to rain at all. 73, catch you later. KC8YVF, W8DW.
Yeah, that's probably the case there, Dave. I know, though, if you wash your car, it's guaranteed the rain, but with the lawns and hydro seed and everything that needs rain, it's not going to get it. I know it passed by to the west of us. There were some good showers that were this afternoon, but everything looked to be kind of toward the Merrill, Hemlock, or 127 quarter west part of the state and past this part of the state, this half completely by this afternoon. So we'll cross our fingers. Yeah, everything needs rain. The grass is starting to brown up again. I got to water the garden every night, try and soak it, and by morning, it's bone dry again. It just sucks it right up, that's for sure. All right, next up on the list, Jeff, K8KCI, standby KF8EDQ. Good evening, Jeff.
Hey, good evening, Ron, and everybody else that's on the channel tonight. Rain. We got enough to wet the deck here, and 10 miles away in the Wasilla South. My son said, yeah, it rained for like 3 hours. I figured we got some rain, but I said, I blame it on them darn windmills that are sitting over there. They just kind of blow it all over the place. But, I thought it was going to kind of go a little west and south of us, but we were hoping. It's kind of hard to water my garden out here, so we kind of got to do what we got to do. But right now, they're still hanging in there good, so that's the main thing. Other than that, I was up north and did some boat activations and enjoyed doing nothing. I was heading to the UP, and just got some kind of bacteria infection and put me down. And, of course, today we're going to pack up and go as the day it happened. So we struggled to get everything packed up and made it to Cadillac to urgent care, and he said, well, I slept a couple hours after that and just said no. So we decided we're just going to come home and rest up and get better. So I'm feeling a lot better now. We're gaining. So that's about it for me. I'll send her back to Mac Joe, KKCI.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to give in and get some rest and let things heal back up and whatever else. I know I haven't been feeling quite well all day today either. I woke up kind of in a brain fog this morning, had a hard time getting going. Got to work, had a dizzy spell. I haven't had one this bad in quite some time. It lasted for basically about 3 hours before it finally started to clear up, but again, it made me sick the rest of the day. So I'm still kind of fighting it tonight here, so hopefully I can get some sleep. I'll wake up a little better in the morning and continue on with the week. But, yeah, all right. Next up on the list, we've got KF8EDQ, standby, and 8EUI. Good evening, Mike.
KCAYVF, KF8EDQ. Yeah, thanks for doing the Not Tonight run. I just got back last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, from being up north. I was up on the Asabo River. I was camping about half the week. I got up there Thursday morning and hung out at the campsite until about 5 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. It was still dark, but I had to take my boat from the campsite back to the boat launch in the dark. It was really cloudy. There was no moonlight or anything to go by, so it was, we were boating in the dark with a flashlight. That's all I had. So after that, I got to report the canoe placements and timings for the canoe marathon up on the Asabo, and had a good time there. Got to meet John, N8YSS, and yeah, had a good time up there. Dogs were good for me, and radio was good for me. I played a little poda while I was out camping, and didn't make a ton of contacts or anything. I wasn't playing poda real hard. I was mostly just hunting stations off and on, so, yeah, just had a good relaxing time. KF8EDQ, back to that.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, good that you got up north, got some camping in. Hopefully we are going to try in September. Talk to my cousin and wife and we're going to try and do the four of us just down in Holly at the Holly Recreation Area, someplace close. There's a lot of things to do around the area down there, so we'll see what we do. I found a couple spots a couple of years ago, like I said, that looked nice. The last time we were there, we were in a heavily wooded area, never got any sunshine. The two campsites that we had looked close together on the map, but when you got there, they were some 50-some feet apart. You had to walk through the woods in order to get to the other campsite. The power plug was right in between, so I had to go out and buy an extension cord at the local hardware to at least to plug in for 110 for lights and that in the camper, because my 20-foot cord that comes on the camper definitely wasn't getting it. So we picked some different lots. They're close to all the facilities to water and other things. And the nice thing about Holly out there, all of the lots are paved, so they're all blacktop. If it does rain, you don't have to get out onto the pavement or out into the mud or whatever else. So it's a nice area. Nice area. All right, next up on the list, we got NADUI, and then I'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NADUI. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. Had a very warm, basically summer like previous week. Wasn't too bad. Finally got our bathroom remodeled once and for all. The last thing I installed, the new toilet, gets a little taller, and those low ones, as you get older, it's a little harder to get up off those low toilets, so we got a taller one. But other than that, it's all finished now. It looks good. New flooring, new walk-in shower, new vanity and cabinet, and everything, all the fixtures are all new and everything, so it's a really nice-looking bathroom. This is probably going to be the last remodel for this house, unless something catastrophic happens, but that's about it for the house as far as remodeling the interior. We did the kitchen and then the master bathroom and then the second bathroom and paint and all that stuff, so we got it all done. Let me break real quick. Let's see, the corner, I don't know if I mentioned last week, the northeast corner of our yard, we had a garden built, some of those 8x8 recycled timbers that are impervious to rot and insects. It's made out of recycled tires, things like that. Got them over at Menards about a year ago, and 100% rebate time. So it just installed, and we had our raised garden, which was basically the white cedar we used for the raised garden. It's 4 feet wide by 16 feet long. It was starting to rot out, so we decided just to tear it out and then transfer the dirt from the raised garden over to this new corner garden. And so all we have to do now is add mulch, and that will be probably when it cools off a little bit. But that's where my flagpole is, right in the corner there. And so we got that done, and that's about it. The area that was where the raised garden was, it was all hydroseeded, and I know what Dave's talking about, lack of rain. I have to go out every night, every morning, to go out and wet it down. And the grass is growing. It's growing up to the area now, so it's all filling in now, so it's a good sign. But we could use some more rain, a lot more rain, but we'll see what happens. Maybe, I'm looking at the weather map, and my weather map's saying that we're supposed to get some heavy rain later tonight, over midnight, so we'll see what happens. So, anyways, I'm going to toss it back to Net Control. Ron, thanks for doing it, and we'll catch us on 73 round. So, until then, this is NAEUI.
All right, Tom. The remodeling is always good to do and good to get done with. So with the new toilet, so I understand with the old one, you got a new flower planter to put in the front yard, right? with watering and that, trying to keep up with it, except my wife goes out around the house to do her flowers, and I do the vegetable garden out back, and we're getting cucumbers and zucchini and beans and tomatoes, and so far at getting a few things out of it. The peppers are starting to come real nice. Cabbages are forming up nice. So hopefully we get a decent yield out of it. We're going to have a ton of tomatoes if they all come. Wife decided to buy all different kinds this year. We've got orange ones. We've got little grape tomatoes. We've got the big eating, slicing tomatoes and that. Got a little bit of everything, but I like those at night. I can go out every night and pick a tomato and have it for dinner and that, too. So this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue down the list with NAKPR. Stand by KD8PAZ. Good evening, Bob.
Oh, good evening, Ryan. Everybody else on the net. Hope everybody's in good shape. Sounds like Dave's getting better, so that's a good thing. He's going to be able to golf. I know he loves that. But around here in my place, had new windows installed here about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it'd be 2 weeks ago Tuesday, tomorrow. And all the windows and patio door, they're not cheap. Man, they're not cheap. But when I originally moved in here 33 years ago, something like 34 years ago, just had the old single pane aluminum windows, you know. And during the winter, they'd get ice on the inside of the house. So, anyways, shortly after we moved in here, I think possibly the next year, we got new windows put in, vinyl, you know, the vinyl ones. And they last... Well, they lasted up until 2 weeks ago, and some of them, the gas had leaked out of it, and they were fogging up, and some of them you couldn't open them up right to clean them, and you know things just shifted around, and so they're 30 something years old, but anyways, we got new windows for them. And last week, my daughter and granddaughter, we had a family reunion the weekend after that, not last weekend, but the weekend before, in Bay City State Park. And my daughter from St. Louis come up, and my daughter and granddaughter from Cleveland come up, and had a family reunion on my wife's side of the family. That was a good time. And but then my one daughter from St. Louis had to go back home, and then the one from Cleveland and my granddaughter, they stayed with us camping up in Lupton there for all last week. And they went home Sunday, we got home Sunday, and yeah, it was nice. It had a beautiful week, you know, you couldn't ask for a better week. No rain, temperatures were warm, but not extremely hot, so it all worked out. Everything worked out, but Ron, I used to grow beans all the time, but the rabbits have I can't keep them covered all the time, and the rabbits like to eat the blossoms off the beans, so I don't have any beans this year. I planted them, but the rabbits just basically destroyed them, so I just tore them out and really tore it up. But back to control, any key.
Repeater Saginaw.
All right, Bob. Yeah, we just had new windows put in the house 2 years ago. We had, when we moved in, they were single-pane Anderson wood windows, and we had those up until the point of 2 years ago. There was a set of storm windows on the outside. A couple of windows wouldn't even pull tight anymore to latch. We could get one of the two latches to pull them in. So one in the family room, we'd have to put the rope caulk around it to seal it off for the wintertime. So, yeah, I know about cost. We looked at them probably 7-8 years ago, and then we ended up buying them, and they almost doubled in price in like 7 years. It was ridiculous. But we did not do the front bay window. They wanted like $4,000 just for that window, something ridiculous. And it's sealed up, it doesn't leak, it's double pane on that one, it's good, so it's staying as it is, but the rest of the house got done. And for the garden, the first year we put it in, I planted it, came out the next morning, everything was gone, the rabbits cleaned everything out overnight. So the next, we put chicken wire around it and planted it again. And then the following year, I put up a fence. So there is a wood fence that goes all the way around the garden. And I really don't have any rabbits. I got squirrels, but no rabbits. I haven't seen any rabbits around the house here in several years. So that's a good thing. But there is a fence all the way around. The fence is backed with chicken wire on the inside. So they got the decorative kind of on the outside and that. And the fence that I made, I actually made from scratch. I took treated lumber, split it in half to get it the thickness that I wanted, and then on the bandsaw cut it to the design that I wanted. So I cut probably 200 of those to make the fence to go around it because we couldn't find anything that my wife wanted. So I got busy in the wood shop that summer or over the winter and built fence for the garden for the next year. Next up on the list, KDA-PAZ, stand by N8-NTN. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KCAYVF. This is KDA-PAZ. I'll say good evening to all the rest of the guys on here. Good to hear everybody in here tonight. Not doing too much. I did do a couple of trimmings there on my lilac bushes out front here. They needed trimming, and I done weed whacking around them and that, so when the guy ever comes to mow my lawn, he can actually get around them. I got another place, though, that I've got to do some more trimming. I got some trees coming up in my lilac bushes that I don't need there, so I got to get those out of there, but other than that, just been putting water out for the birds and watering my little garden that I got and made hummingbird food again. So and then tomorrow I'm going to go get my hair cut, and Wednesday I'm meeting with the family for breakfast and the girls for lunch, and Thursday I might go out to Applebee's and Birch Run for myself for my birthday. So, and then Friday I have breakfast with friends over in Oakley. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, you've got a busy week coming up here, that's for sure. And by the way, happy birthday then, coming up. We'll come join you, but Thursday, unfortunately, up to work, I got to go give blood at the blood bank. So they called, and I set up an appointment for 5:45 Thursday. So that's what I'll be doing during dinner time. I'll be giving a pint. So, all right, next up on the list, we've got N8NTN. Stand by, KE8AZN. Good evening, Doug.
Good evening, everybody. Sitting here watching the clouds come in, and they had said it was a storm was supposed to come through here, and it looks like it's staying a little bit south. I may be probably the north edge of it up here, because we're on the far side of US 10, so let's hope. Other than that, just try to get things cleaned up and gotten in the right places, right? See everybody a little later.
All right, Doug. Yeah, you might get some of it in there. It's now moved down. I see the slight risk, level 2 risk, has moved down. It was pretty much the whole state. And I'm looking at the radar from the GR level 3 maps. And, yeah, it's staying north, going to be north of the Tri-Cities, at least at this point, the way that batch is looking. But, yeah, hopefully we do get some rain. It would be nice to get a good inch of it. Nothing really scary type of stuff, but a good light rain all night long would be beneficial. But it is July. It is summer in Michigan, and we've had more rain this year than we've gotten in quite a number of years. Seeing the list here, there are some reports, I can't tell what county is, of an inch of rain that's coming down in those storms, and a fair amount of lightning. So fortunately, it's not coming here. It looks like it's going to cross through Northern Bay County, Aranac County, across the mouth of the bay and into the thumb if it holds together. All right, next up on the list, we'll go to Greg, KE8AZN. Go right ahead.
All right, well, very good. KCAYEF, this is KE8AZN. And I also spent quite a bit of time up there north helping with the canoe race. I assisted with community emergency response teams there, and we went ahead and made sure everybody was safe and got into where they needed to go to, and had a good time doing it. So I wish I could have spent some time with the all the hams up there, but that wasn't to be. So other than that, been just around the house here doing some minor stuff here, working on some antenna stuff, and other than that, not a whole heck of a lot else. So I'm just going to pass it back off to you. Sounds like a great net you got going on here. Thank you so much for taking it this evening. I'll be around for the 7-3 round.
All right, Greg, thanks for joining us tonight, and we'll start the 73 round in a moment. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, I'll take a quick turn here before we go to the...
Can throw me in and out, Ron. Keep it up still here.
And we kind of took it easy a little bit. Saturday, we decided to not work on the house and things around here and take a day off for once. We've been doing work around the house here for pretty much the entire spring and summer so far. So we headed up north a little bit, up towards Standish and that. We took a ride up to All Grace. I stopped at the freaking pickle store so I could get my favorite pickles, since nobody around here carries them any longer. And
I got my normal stuff, and wife stayed in the car, and I tried a new pickle that they had, and I came out, and I told my wife. She said, well, did you get some? I said, well, no, I didn't know if you wanted them. She said, well, yeah, go get some. So I had to go back in. She likes Thai food, and these were called Tangy Thai. So I got a quart of them. I was going to get a small one, but I'm glad I got the quart size, the bigger one, because she's already ate probably a third of them so far. So she said, boy, those are really good. I said, yeah, they are. So from there, we headed back, stopped at the Amish store that's up there off in 23 and by 65, looked through there for a little bit, stopped at the little farm market. They really didn't have anything yet. It's kind of early for some of the things. They had lots of tomatoes, but way too expensive, and I've got them in my garden anyhow. So we decided we're going to go over to Sterling, over to Iva's Chicken. Had a nice early dinner over there, and then we headed back down M13, stopped at Northwoods, walked through there, and looked. She likes to look through the craft section and that, and didn't find anything this year. Usually she comes away with something out of there. And then we headed back home. We were home early. We were probably 5 or 6 o'clock when we got home. So just kind of took the day away from the house. Sunday, we worked on the back garden, got that all cleaned up, and looks a whole lot better than it did. And this coming weekend, we'll work on the front garden. That's the next one. She's all around the house got done, but her garden in the back is now cleaned up, and she's got the one out front, and not sure what she's going to do. I think she said she's going to get plants out of there. The rest we're going to just dig up, and she's going to make basically a rock garden out of it out front where the flagpole is and that. And that would be fine by me, less to take care of. Okay, we'll go back up to the 73 round. Dave, I had checked out, so we're going to go to Jeff, KAKCI, standard by KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Jeff.
Hey, good evening again, and yeah, we looks like we got something that might hit us, of course, about 1 o'clock in the morning, but nothing's here. Looks like rain, but that's what we need, so look forward to that. Other than that, back at the farm, trying to get everything going, and expect to get some rain, I'm hoping, and then that'll help the crops, and then that'll help everything else. Meantime, gotta get all the lawns mowed. Don't have to do too much because there ain't much green out there. So, but no, other than that, that's about all. I've just been kind of getting things around on the radio side and everything else. So, everybody, have a great week, and we'll say 73s. KCI, back to
that control. You can put me in and out, Ron. Keep it up to you.
Okay, I got you in there, Jeff. Thanks for checking in. All right, Jeff. Yeah, you have a good rest of the week here. KF8EDQ, you're up next, followed by NADUI. Good evening again, Mike.
Good evening, Ron. Maybe 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, I made a purchase. I bought a few Microtik LGH5s. I was planning on using one of them to hook up to the MI6 WAN system, but I didn't get the right version, so I reordered the correct version, an international version. So that'll be coming in this week, probably Wednesday. And we'll get it configured and see if I can, I don't know, connect to the system at all. But with the other Wi-Fi radios, I configured them to be point-to-point level 2 networking devices. So but it's basically like a Wi-Fi tunnel, those 20 and 40 megahertz channels. And I'm going to see how much I've got an open field next to me, and I'm probably going to set them up and look at some decibel ratings and see how realistically how far away they'll work. What else can I tell you? Not too much else. I was just playing a little FT8 earlier, and on around 20 meters. And I think that's about it for me. Well, I hope everyone has a good week, and 73 KFA EDQ, back to Nat.
All right, yeah, on those dishes, you do have to order the international version because the American version does not have the frequency range in it that we need for the system here for the 44 network. So, if you would have asked at that point, I could have told you it might have saved you a step here on it. But, yeah, you got to get the international versions. And, one other thing, for those of you who have the Inovato ham clock, if you haven't switched to one of the two new servers, the other one is basically null and void at the moment. It pretty much quit working for a majority of it a couple of weeks ago. It lasted into the first couple of weeks of July, and then that's been about it. But there is a couple of new servers. I switched over to the one that is the OHB version of it. That's the one that I'm doing. That was pretty well straightforward once I figured out it was a little confusing at first. But there's one command line you have to put in, and it switches you over. They just get a new version. They're up to 4.28 on it. So I got to go look. They don't have a manual up for that one yet. There are still the manuals for 2.7. I'll wait and see what they did. But one thing I noticed right off the bat when it came up, there's a symbol of an airplane. And so, of course, I had to click on that. And it launches the website that you can track all of the aircraft. So within HamClock, yeah, within this version, yeah, you can click on that. It'll bring up a web browser and show you the aircraft so you can track all of the aircraft that are in flight. So something they added into the middle of it on that one. It's a little gimme in there, a little Easter egg, I guess. So, all right, next up on the list, we're going to go to Tom, NADUI, standby NAKPR, and then I'll do a station break. Go ahead there, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NAUI. See what else. Referring to our toilet swap out. I called Michigan Waste Management. They're going to come no later than Wednesday and pick it up. It's sitting out on the right-of-way in front of my house, so if anybody wants it, they can have it. There's nothing wrong with the toilet. Remodeling the bathroom, we wanted to get a taller one, but there's nothing wrong with the existing one. So if somebody wants to take it, it's theirs to take if you want it, because it's going to be tossed away no later than Friday. So if you want it, come on over. And pick it up. If you need my address, just give me a holler. I'll be around. Let's see what else. This Friday is our granddaughter's birthday, so we have a grandparents' birthday party for her on Friday afternoon. And then she's going to have a birthday party with her friends when school starts. She's just trying to get friends of hers to come to a birthday party in July. It's difficult because a lot of families have vacations and things like that, so she's going to have a birthday party with her friends when school starts, but her birthday party is this Friday, so we'll be over there for that. And then next Sunday, we're going to a Loons game, my wife and I and her sister and husband and their son. He's visiting from Delaware. He's home for a couple weeks vacation. And so we're going to a Loons game on Sunday, and this is for you, Ron. Let me very quick. Finally, got some time late last week, and assembled my brand new bamboo 3D printer. It's like night and day compared to my Creality Ender 3. It's fast and it's more efficient, and the parts it produces, it's unbelievable compared to my Ender. It made a lot of improvements. But I've been printing some little benches and test prints, and now I'm going to start printing a few larger things too, starting tomorrow. I got my print.
KDAC repeater Saginaw.
Purchased about a year and a half ago, and I'm drying the filament right now, so it's got good dry filament, so I can start fresh. So, but like I said, it's unbelievable. The prints that come off the technology they have, you know, these AI technology now with the prints, and it's really unbelievable the quality of the prints that are coming out this new technology. So I'm really happy with the purchase the Bamboo X2D. It's got the second filament, printhead. So looking forward to making a lot of color prints with it and a lot of little trinkets and gadgets and, you know, things that, that I use. And once in a while, my granddaughter, she's going to probably want a couple of little action figures printed out too. So at least I can make them a color now instead of one color like I had to do with my Enter. So anyway, that's it for me on this end. I'm going to wish everybody a good week and safe week, and we'll catch us all hopefully next Monday night. So in the meantime, this is any new licensing. So long.
Yeah, I can imagine. From the Ender 3 series, everything that you had to calibrate in hand and everything like that to go to the new X2D, that's a big jump. Even my P1S that I have that is now 2 years old already, still amazed at what it can do. And then I bought the A1, just the open bed slinger, which is similar to your old Ender 3. But I've been using that quite a bit. I use that especially for a lot of the TPU, because that way it's open. I can work with it a lot easier, and if I need to, usually the prints are short enough, I don't even put it in the dryer. But if I can, I can pull right from the dryer and right into it. But yeah, it's definitely a step up for you, that's for sure. And the technology changes kind of overnight sometimes. And now I'm looking online at the new FlashForge, which has now come up with, and there's another one that's coming out. I can't remember the name of that one, that are the multi-print units. So four colors, four heads, zero waste on them, things like that. So a lot of new things coming out. I will kind of wait to see what's out there for Black Friday. See if I pick anything else up. I'd like a multi-head unit, but we'll wait and see. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
KF8DIC. KF8DIC.
All right, Jack, we got you in here. We'll be down to you shortly. All right, next up on the list, N8KPR, standby KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Bob.
Good evening to you, sir. Ron, I'm gonna have to contact you. I turned down the Hancock yesterday, and it's light with sunspots and the stuff on the top there. Nothing was connecting. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And as far as changing servers, I don't know how you do that. So you may have to walk me through something like that. But like I said, I have to get hold of you because I really enjoyed that AM clock. It's I think you at one time said it's eye candy, but it's also useful. You know, it's kind of cool looking. But with that said, not much else going on around here. Just I cut part of my yard today, the part of the yard that's fenced in. I kind of take care of that better. I used to have a pool there, 20 by 40 foot pool. But age took its toll, and to fix everything was just like insane. And being a senior citizen, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to use it that much. I'm gone. Actually, the last 10, 15 years, my neighbors used it more than my neighbors or their grandkids. Actually, their kids and grandkids actually used it more than I did, the wife and I did. So I just said, throw it in. So anyways, I kind of take care of that better than I do the rest of the yard because I got like, well, it's 2 acres of property, but, you know, I got a house, I got a barn, and so it takes up some of the grass, but I can't fertilize and weed all that just too dang expensive. Well, that's thanks for doing that, Ron. Everybody have a great week, and hopefully we get some rain soon. Not on the weekend though. Don't do it on the weekend. I'm camping. So that's in control. This is NAKPR.
Now you just jinxed it. It's going to rain all weekend this coming weekend, and there is actually rain in the forecast, but again, it's only Tuesday, so... Or only Monday, excuse me. I wish it was Tuesday. It's only Monday, so it'll change 10 times between now and then. And, yeah, the ham clock, you just have to take a look. If you have version 4.22, at least that version, that was the last newest version before Elwood passed away, that version has a back door to it. He put in a back door to so it could point to a different server. If it's a version prior to that, if you hadn't kept up with the versions right along, then there's some other issues that you've got to do at least. So I've got my secondary ham clock. I haven't pulled it out. I'm hoping that it's on 4.22 because then it's an easy upgrade. If it's older, then there is another thing that you have to do. But I might just do a class for that at the club. And after a club meeting or something, or do a presentation on it, do exactly how to do that. So in a way, I'm kind of hoping I do have to do the other step. That way I know how to do it. I know how to do it on this one, the one that I have in the shack here, because I keep that one up to date. But the other one is a backup I use for presentations and things like that. And I'm not sure if that one was up to date or not. I'll find out when I get to that. But yeah, they come in handy. The other thing I like is doing the web version program, Open Ham Clock, because it has the POTUS stations on there. So tonight I heard a station on there, but I didn't get all of his call, but I knew he was coming in from West Virginia. So I opened up, I have the Open Ham Clock on a second monitor here. I zoomed in on West Virginia. I found his call sign. It was up on the screen. It had the frequency it was on that matched, so I knew I had the correct station. So a nice feature about that web-based system is having the POTUS stations show up on that map and be able to look around and say, oh, here's one on 40 meters, or here's one on FT8 or whatever. You can pick them off the map and find them on the radio sometimes, too. So that works out kind of well, kind of nice as well. All right, KD8PAZ, Minnie, and then stand by N8NTN. Good evening again, Minnie.
Good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Jack there. It's good to hear him in there again tonight, too. Not doing too much. I think I'm going to relax tomorrow after I get my hair cut. Have to go to the store and get a sandwich or something for Wednesday afternoon because we're meeting at the park. So in Chesnane there, so we have to take our own lunch and water or whatever you want to drink. So other than that, not much else going on. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
Repeater Saginaw.
All right, Minnie, that sounds like fun. We did that actually during COVID with our motorcycle group. Since we couldn't go to restaurants or whatever, we would ride to various parks around Michigan, and we would bring sandwiches or whatever and pack it in the motorcycles, and we would get there. We'd have our own bag lunch and be able to visit with each other, and then we'd head out on our own way. So we've done that several times at least. So, all right. Next up on the list, N8NTN, and then I'll do a quick station break after that. Go right ahead, Doug.
Well, good evening again. After you said something, after I said I wasn't going to get wet, then I punched up 5 weather and their radar, and now I see all the stuff that's north of us. I didn't see that before. And from the sound of things, I think it's raining out there right now. We'll see how it goes. And in NPN, back to net.
Well, good for you, Doug. You can just save a bucket or two and throw it my way when you get a chance, because I'm not sure if we're going to get it or not. But, yeah, actually, I'm looking on radar here now. I'm not on the Gaylord radar, but I'm on Detroit's radar. And there are some storms that are now developing in Midland County. And Let's see where we're at here. Yeah, they're just coming into Midland County, the West Park, out by Coleman, headed south into Sanford, into Midland. There's also some just north of Auburn. There's one toward downtown Bay City. So they are starting to pop up, so hopefully we get a few of those that will come my way, because we definitely could use it, that's for sure. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on to Greg, KE8AZN, and stand by Jack. Go right ahead, Greg.
All right, well, KCAYDF, this is KE8AZN, and yep, it is raining and raining well here in south of Beaverton. I am in Gladwin County, so just a little bit north of the Midland line, and I am glad to see that it's raining. So far, I don't see any lightning, but I'm sure that's probably on its way as well. At least that's what I was told. But other than that, I'm going to wish everybody a fantastic evening, and 7-3 to all. This is Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu November, back to net. Thank you.
All right, Greg, yeah, I'm looking at that cell right now. You got a good spot of yellow in it. There is no rain or no ureds in it for really anything real heavy, but a good, nice, solid rain that's coming out of that. And, yeah, it's just north of Clare. It's right in your area. I can pick out where it is. So a little information before we get to Jack here. Tonight you may want to disconnect your antennas because this is supposed to continue overnight with pop-up storms. So as soon as I finish the net here, I'll be disconnecting everything but my APRS antenna, which stays on all of the time. It's a shorter antenna, so I really don't worry about that one, and it is connected through various lightning protection systems here in the shack. So, all right, we're going to go to Jack, KFA, Detroit Rock City. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone else on the net. Yes, I had a good Wednesday. I was talking to ISS, and they came through, and they called my cosign, plus where I am, which is Echo November 82. That's what I am on. I talked to them and everything for just a half a minute. They said, okay, because everybody else was busy. Then Thursday, 6-meter was open and 10-meter was open. Both of them, they were open Thursday and Friday. And really, I had a good time last week. But I tried today, nothing. Day before, nothing. And I was surprised when I was talking to the ISS. That's my third time. Last year, two times, and this year is first time. So I had a good time, really. And Ron, thank you for running the net and letting me in. And have a good evening. KFA, DRC.
All right, Jack. Thanks for checking in tonight. It's always good to have you in here. And everyone out there, stay safe and stay healthy for the week here. Do we have any additional check-ins, comments, or rechecks for the net? Call now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, KCVOA, Rick.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Well, today is one of those days. Got up this morning, and normally the cat's here to pester me. He wants his medicine, and he wants his treats. No cat this morning. Normally he's up with the wife begging her for wet food, and that didn't happen today. Looked around the house. We can't find him. He's got the Apple AirTag on him. The AirTag shows he's here. We can't find him. I review the video camera feeds for outdoors. He's not going outdoors. So we've turned the house over upside down so far trying to find him. We still haven't found him. And then I was blowing some leaves off the front porch today, some debris that blew in. And apparently there was a bee's nest I didn't know about, and they lit me up. I ended up with 15 to 25 bee stings. you that a break. So I ended up with 15 to 25 bee stings, took some Benadryl right away, got some ice on it, some baking soda paste on it, and so forth, and I was good for about 4 hours, and then the throbbing set in, so I ended up going into urgent care to get a cortisone shot. So that's where I'm at now. I'll be taking meds for the next 5 days. And I'd like to tell everyone else, be safe, watch out for the bees. 73, KCBUA.
Oh, my goodness, Rick. Oh, I don't envy you at all on that one. Yeah. And, yeah, show up at some point. I know my parents or in-laws at one point when we had one cat, they babysit the cat, and it was over at their house. We took it over there, and the cat disappeared, and they looked, and they looked, and they looked, and they thought it got outside. We were on vacation, and they were worried to death. They couldn't find it for like 2 days. Couldn't find the cat. And finally, they were sitting in the living room, and the cat crawled out. They had a big console stereo at the time, and the cat crawled out of the back of it. And it finally showed up. It was like 2 days later. They had food and wet food, dry food, everything else. Cat never came out. It was like 2 days. She finally crawled out and said, well, here I am. Surprised. So, yeah, ours, we do have a Samsung version of the tag for the one cat that goes out, but with 10 of them, they go out in the catio. That's for 6 of them go out in the catio, or we let them out into the garage. But we always count cats at that point. Before we open any garage door or anything, we got to count cats, make sure all 6 of them are back into the house. The other 4 live on the other side of the house. So, but there's been a few times some of them have got out, and luckily they have, a couple of them came right back in. As soon as we called for them, they ran back in. And we've got one male that likes to roam around, but he'll come back in. He'll come prancing back in like, aha, I got out and I had some fun, and now I'm back in the house. So if they're in the house, the tag shows them in the house, they'll show up someplace. They're just taking a long siesta, I guess, at that point. Any other comments or questions for the net? Call now. Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 15 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those that participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, have a good week. Disconnect those antennas tonight, and we'll talk to you next week. This is KC8YVF Clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Thunderstorm. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Special weather statement. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.